Podium Cup Team.
Long Talk Radio.
I grieve, Jesus, you are bound, for death could not hold him captive, even in thy grief. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit says the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in thy grave. Jesus, you are one, even in thy grave. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit says the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in thy grave. Jesus, you are Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in thy grave. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit says the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in thy grave. Jesus, you are Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in thy grave. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit says the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus, you are God, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit says the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in thy grave. Jesus, you are King, even in thy grave. Jesus is Lord, even in thy grave. Jesus, you are God, even in thy grave. Jesus is King, oh, even in the grave. Jesus, you are God, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit says the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in thy grave. Jesus, you are Lord, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord in the grave. Jesus is even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Lord and how he suffered and died. We've been a few weeks, and we're going to continue the end of April, but about the death of Jesus Christ. And I said, the best gift God ever, death of Christ on Calvary Street. All time, salvation made us. And we thank God today we are God, Reverend Pastor Gloria Tran, coming ministry. She's a great woman of God. She's evangelist, pastor, teacher. I've been using her. I've attended most of her meetings through her. She's going to be sharing with us in her heart about Jesus from the cross today. She's going to share with us for the next 5 minutes. But I'm going to quickly put in and guide you to from Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. The Apostle Paul was writing to the church. He said, I seek to know him of his sufferings. See the power and the fellowship of his suffering. Philippians chapter 3, verse fellowship of his sufferings and the power. There is resurrection power. He's alive today. And that is why this program is on. If Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken. The Bible says God raised him from the dead on the third. And he died on Friday afternoon. He was buried, preached to the captivated souls, and then resurrected. There is something about resurrection power. I have died. I tell you this morning, as I will with you, you'll be receiving resurrection power. How God is going to change you and transform you into a new creature. I want you to be open to this that is coming your way this morning. I tell you, this is my connection. Divine link God is going to do now as you open up, begin to call your friends and to dial in. The number to dial in is area 242-6207. You dial the number 1 and then you dial the area code 242-6207. Call all your friends to log in. And enjoy this program. And this flowing resurrection power is available for you. Good is going to happen to you today. Comes with anointed word, rhema word, that will fill you with a song before she comes on. What is going to happen? Something seems talk, we are together again, just praising the Lord, just praising the Lord, we are together again, on our God, it's going to happen, something better. We are together again, Lord. We are together again. Just praising the Lord again. In world, something good, something better is in talking, just praise the Lord, man of God, the floor is open, and she's going to, woman of God, over to you, reach your heart, in Jesus' name.
Hello? Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me? Hello, good morning. I can't hear anything.
Yes.
I'm having a lot of problems. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, is my voice clear?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, but I'm getting a lot of feedback in the phone, like a lot of trembling. But that's the enemy, because he knows there's a word this morning. And I just want you to listen. As long as you can hear me, it's fine. I should be able to operate in the spirit.
Yeah,
we just
are
thank God.
You, right.
You can hear me loud and clear.
Yes, we hear you.
Amen.
Loud
and
clear.
That's all that matters. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before your throne this morning. We thank you for every listener, Lord God. We thank you for the man of God that has taken time of his busy schedule this morning to broadcast this resurrection spirit. And Lord, we thank you for every listener. We pray, Lord God, that everything that go forth this morning would be a rem of word, would be encouragement for someone that don't know Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the resurrection. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And as we come this morning, Lord God, I pray that you would touch every ear, every heart, Lord God, that they would be able to receive the word this morning. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. I give God praise.
Amen.
I thank him for everyone. And I just want you to sit back and just enjoy, glory to God, the word. Because the Bible says that it is finished. And we are struggling. And we are listening to what the enemy is saying. But my word for you this morning is, it is finished. And before I get started, I just want to pollute the atmosphere with the word of God. Let the environment just be embraced and everything just open up for the word of God, because we don't want the enemy and his imps and the demonic forces and principalities to be around. So let's just open your Bibles and turn it to be, you know, we know about the resurrection, but I just want to read a scripture this morning. And John 19. And we're going to read from verses number 1938. Glory be to God. And it reads, let's go down a little bit more. Let's go down to 20 and start from verses number 1. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simeon, Peter, and to the other disciples, who Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he stooped down, and looking in, he saw the linen clothes laying there, yet he did not go in. Glory be to God. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen clothes laying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lined with the linen clothes, but was folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. Now, I want you to say this morning, it is finished. He has risen. And I want that spirit in you to say it and believe it, that he is risen and it is finished. Let's give the definition of resurrection. The resurrection means that God has forgiven us from all our sins. He arose from the dead and lives in you and me. He lives in us. He tastes death for us. So resurrection means rising up. Whatever it is that's in you this morning, glory be to God, that has been dormant is going to rise up this morning. You see, we are children of God, but we don't act as though we are children of God because we listen to the voice of the enemy. And when we listen to the voice of the enemy, he is going to lead us in the direction that we are still dead, that we are still the old man, and the new man has not manifested itself in us. But the resurrection means that we were risen with Christ. Christ lives in us. And what I'm going to say to you this morning, I pray that you will receive it. I know because when we go through something, we tend to ask God why. But I want to say the reason sometimes that you go through it or you go through something is because there's a time that God is getting ready to elevate you. And in order for him to elevate you, you have to go through something. Jesus went through a whole lot. He was beaten. He was spat upon. He took all those blows and went through all the trauma to his body till he was disfigured. He took all those lashes on his back till it was rough and rugged for us. So I am going to mention three things to you this morning. We are going through a transformation of our body, a transformed body. That is what we went through the resurrection. And the transformed body means that you are no longer who you were when you were in the world. Because Jesus died. He took all of your sins. It was nailed to the cross. And when your sins was nailed to the cross, glory be to God, and the blood from the cross, the blood from his head with the crown of thorns, and the blood that came from his hands when they put those nails in his hands and his feet, washed away every sin that you can possibly think that you're doing right now because of the resurrection. Don't let anyone bring your past to you because of the resurrection. Your body has been transformed. Because the punishment and everything that Jesus went through on that cross dealt with your old self. The next point is the new life. You are now a new person. I don't care what you went through when you were in the world, or even when you first received the Lord as your Lord and Savior. We were in love with him. Every morning we got up and we praised him and we prayed and we felt so much in joy with him. So your body was transformed. You have a new life. And now you're in a new dwelling. The frame, the body, the outer carcass that you're in is just what you're walking around in this pitiful world, and this world of destruction and corruption and all of the things that you can think that is negative, you're walking around with this body. It's just to take you from place to place. But remember, there is a new life in you, which is the spirit. The spirit man and the outer man is two different things. And you need to dwell on the new man because the outer man is what or how men look at you. But the Lord said he doesn't look at the outside like man looks at the outside. He looks at our heart. So that spirit, that new resurrected man that is in you, remember, it is Christ. And the Bible says that Christ lives in you. Now, if you are born again, Christ lives in you. So you have the transformed body, which you are transformed with Christ. You have the new body, and you're in a new dwelling. And now you have to put on the new clothing. Now, the new clothing is the garment that you wear. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about your physical clothes. Because even though you wash yourself with lye soap and you do everything, you cannot be clean. The only way you can be clean is if you have Christ in you and if you follow the word of God. Remember when they went to the tomb, it was empty. You have been empty. Christ poured himself out for you. Every surge, everything that you did before the resurrection, hallelujah, even before you were in the world, way before you were born, the resurrection cancel it. So as you're walking around today, remember that you are walking around as a new creature in Christ. You have a new body. You have a new song, a new dance, new garments on you. Don't look at the body. All you have to do is look at Christ. There's sometimes people will come to you and they will tell you all kind of things about other folks. And they're Christians. But you don't have to listen to everything you hear. Don't feed your spirit with negative information. First of all, you have to test the spirit of the spirit. If someone is coming to talk to you about another man of God, another woman of God, I want you to realize that the person is talking is all judgmental, and they will be judged. Judge not, or you'll be judged. So the resurrected person, the new life that you have in you, do not contaminate it. Because the resurrection has purified you, has delivered you, and have put you in a new place. Oh, glory be to God. That you are no longer the person you are or the person you were before you were born again. Scripture says that he so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten son to die on the cross in our place and to pay the penalty for our sin. So the day that Christ, when he arose on the third day, remember that everything that is happening to you right now, if you're a believer, has been washed away. You know, I used to worry about folks. And the worst person I can get on you is church folks. And because, see, religion gets in the way. And when religion gets in the way, it contaminates your mind. You have to think that Christ is walking around in me. And everything I do infiltrate him. And the new birth is our spirit totally restored. God himself comes to live inside of you and I as a new beginning. It's like moving into a brand new home that no one else has moved into. That home is brand new. And that is what you are because of Christ. I am not saying that every man or woman that speak a word into your life is going to make a difference if you still don't believe who you are. Christ desires for us to be transformed, to use the power that is in us, that has brought us freedom, that has freed our soul from the world and from our negative thoughts. So now you are transformed. You're walking around like a child that has been renewed. And we have a special holiday that's coming up called the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection is the point at which God's intention for Jesus Christ to come into our lives, at the point at which he has transformed all believers. Notice I didn't say all Christians. All believers, because everyone is a Christian until they open their mouth to speak. And you can tell a real believer from what is being said in their mouth. You have been emptied. All of that stuff that was inside of you is no longer there because you have the resurrected Christ living in you. Glory be to God.
Amen.
You are now pregnant or have been impregnated with Jesus Christ. And remember that everywhere you go, you take him with you. Everything you say, he can hear you. Everything you do, you are contaminating him. Because he has resurrected in you. And remember, when you give your life to Christ, which we're going to get into in a few minutes, when you give your life to Christ, you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, and you said, Satan, you boot him out. You put Satan to the curb, and Christ now dwells in you. So everything you do should be Christ-like. Because you're living with a resurrected body and a resurrected soul, glory be to God, and you need to act as though that you are a resurrected person. You are a resurrected child of God. Do not let anyone contaminate you. Because believers contaminate you. Christians can contaminate you. Even men and women of God like myself can contaminate you. Remember that when you see your life is going in different directions, it's because you're listening to the enemy. And Satan can send anyone in your path. You are resurrected. We are celebrating our new beginning. The significance is the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the church, in your body. Forget about religion, majority. Forget about that. Think about who you are. Look at yourself, your perception, how you carry yourself. I am a child of God. I don't want to hear all of that contaminated stuff. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You renew your mind by accepting Christ into your life, which is the major key to victory. Why am I not moving? I have all this ministry. I'm living in a nice home, driving a nice car, but I'm not moving. Check yourself. You are a resurrected man or woman of God, person, brethren, saint, wherever you fit in your prospective places, that is who you are. You have been sanctified, purified. Jesus Christ, the power that raised him from the dead, I want you to think of this, lives in you. Every believer has this resurrection power of God within them. But we need to believe it in order to see it manifest in our lives. The manifestation of the resurrection is in you. When I hear folks talking, sometimes I listen. When you listen to someone speak, you would know if they're living with the resurrected Christ in them. He said it is finished. He will never do it again. Jesus cannot die again and be buried and come back up again. All of that is finished. Belief is power. I want you to experience this morning the resurrected Christ that lives in you. No longer walking around feeling sorry for yourself, asking folks to pray for you, talking about folks, gossiping, and doing all the things that you used to do when you were in the old man. Remember, when you were baptized, which is something I'm not even going to touch that this morning because that's a preaching all by itself. When you were baptized and you went under in that water, it was the burial. It was when Christ was buried. It was a brief moment, but it took Christ 3 days. When you went under into that water, that pastor dipped you down, and you came back up, that was the resurrection. That old Gloria, whomever you are right now that is listening, stayed to the bottom of that baptismal pool. And when you got back up, I got baptized twice. When I gave my life to Christ, and then when I graduated from Bible college, the minister baptized us again. She said, because no one is going into the world unless she know with her eyes, within her eyes, that they are baptized. But I didn't need to be baptized. So it's just that was part of her formality for her college. So when you went under in that pool and you came back up, you was resurrected. The resurrected Christ lives in you as I'm speaking right now. The major thing about it is, are you using it? Have you been transformed? Do you still run around talking about other folks and doing all the things that you were doing before you were baptized or before you asked Jesus into your life? It's okay to go to church and to sing hallelujah and have ministries and churches and all that, but are you living the resurrected Christ? We have a lot of church folks. A lot of church folks. But they'll be surprised to see when Christ comes, how many of us going to make it in? Remember, this I'm saying us. How many of us going to make it in? Are you truly a child of God, a man of God, a woman of God, and all of who you call yourself? Remember that when you speak it with the authority of Jesus Christ. You speak it with authority that Christ spoke with. You have been transformed. Your mind is renewed. You have a new life, a transformed body. You're dwelling in a new body. Your clothing is new. Your walk is new. Your talk should be new. Christ lives in you. God is a God of the living and not of the dead. And you need to give your life to Christ now that you are alive and you can speak. He's your Savior. Hallelujah. And you need to walk and talk like a child of God because you are resurrected. Many of you this morning could have been doing anything. And we all love Jesus. But we need to walk like Jesus. We call ourselves the body of Christ. And the body of Christ means that he is the head. We are the body. We are attached to him. So when you do things out of the way or do things that doesn't place you as a child of God, you are contaminating the body. Hallelujah. Don't be a Pharisee and a Sadducee, always bringing up issues and trying to be manipulative. Because of the resurrection, you have been transformed. Glory be to God. Now I'm going to ask you this morning, are you born again? Even though you are a Christian, are you truly born again? Yes, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've said the prayer of salvation, the sinner's prayer, whatever they call it now. You have been regenerated. We're still going to commit sin every day. That is why we have Jesus. That's why we have repentance. But you're not going to do the same thing over and over again. Now, this morning, I'm going to ask you to renew yourself in Christ. The Bible says when we take communion, before we take the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that we need to examine ourselves. So this morning, I'm saying to you, examine yourself. Is there anything in you that you need to that needs to be changed? Are you walking that walk? The walk you're supposed to walk. I mean, yes, life have its ups and downs, its trials and its tribulation. The roads are tough, and sometimes we get off track and everything, but we have the resurrection. So, I'm going to say two prayers this morning. I want you to say with me, I always say the prayer of salvation. I always say it. Because I'm still in this body that can always lead you in the wrong direction. Even though you want to go right, but the body's still taking you somewhere else. Because you have the legs and you have the eyes and the ears and the arms and everything that is going to swerve off the road. Even sometimes when you're driving and you get sleepy, you swerve off the road. So sometimes you swerve off the direction that you need to go. So we're going to say two prayers this morning. The prayer of salvation first for the believers. For the non-believers, the ones that don't know Christ. And I want you to say this prayer with me. And I also going to say it for the ones that are rebirth in Christ. Father, I know that I have broken your laws. And my sin has separated me from you. Lord, I'm truly sorry. And now I want to turn away from my past sinful life toward you. Please forgive me. And help me to avoid sinning again. Lord, come into my life. Oh, glory be to God. I believe that with my heart that you died on the cross for my sins. And God raised you from the dead on the third day. I believe you are alive and operates in my life. I repent of all my sins and I surrender myself totally and completely to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart and for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now that is the prayer for if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ and you said that prayer with me, with your lips, you open your mouth and those words came out of you. The atmosphere where you spoke those words is sanctified. and those words that came forth, let the devil know that you no longer belong to him, that you have given your life to the resurrected Christ. You're no longer who you were 5 minutes ago or 20 minutes ago. Now, this prayer I'm saying is for the ones that are already born again, ministers, whoever you fit in your prospective places. And you have been doing everything you thought you think was right. But this morning, I want you to go through this prayer. It will be just like the first prayer of the ones that never knew him. I want you to say this with me, with your lips. God, I recognize that I have not lived my life for you up until now. I have been living for myself, and that is wrong. I need you in my life. I want you in my life. I acknowledge the completed work of your Son, Jesus Christ, in giving his life for me on the cross at Calvary. And I believe and I long to receive the forgiveness you have made freely available to me through this sacrifice. Come into my life now, Lord. Take a residence in my heart and be my King, my Lord, and my Savior. From this day forth, I will no longer be controlled by sin or the desire to please myself, but I will follow you all the days of my life. I decide to repent of all my sins and to receive you, Lord Jesus Christ, today. I welcome you, Lord Jesus, into my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Those are for the ones that just gave their life to Christ. I thank you so very much, and I pray that something that was said have taken you off that broad road that you're on and have brought you back to the narrow road, which is the resurrected road, the road that leads straight to heaven. May God bless you. May his face shine upon you, and may he give you peace. May he bless your ministry, your church, whatever he have called you to do. And may you only listen to Christ, which is the author and finisher of your faith. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. I love you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We are so blessed. The woman of God has inspired us today with the Holy Spirit. And I know we have been so many. A teacher of self deliverance and jail people and abuse people, you know, those who are going through stuff, you know, she has a ministry of healing and deliverance to true stuff. And on our area code 410-712, again 410-712 for prayer and counseling, and God has been using her to reach out to people. The email growol.com, that is GLTROU with the number 4.com, GLOROT@AOL.com. You can send her an email, reply you. I tell you, God has done great, and that's God laying your heart to do now for the body of your vision to reach out to the world today. So you have some revivals coming up now. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what I was asking you, what is your program?
coming up, the ending of May. We don't have a location yet, but if you go on my blog talk, you will find information there. Also, I have a women's conference that is coming up in August. It's called United Women Leaders, and we're trying to get women that are in ministry. We're trying to teach them how to run their own business, how to be leaders of their ministry. And I have some other international ministries. I'm going to Jamaica probably later on this year on a missionary trip. So it's a lot going on. Just check on to my blog talk. I'm putting my programs together right now because I have a couple traveling days ahead. And I say sometimes I just want to say something to you. If you call me and I don't return your call or you don't hear anything from me, please email me or leave me a message because of my busy schedule. And do not take it offensive because sometimes it's so much. People call me when I'm driving for prayer, for counseling. Sometimes if it's very critical, I will pull over on the shoulder of the road and pray with them. Sometimes I will say to call back and leave a message. And I do apologize if I don't get back in touch with you, that eventually I will. I don't have an office and a whole bunch of people working for me yet, but that is in the making. So I am here to pray. I am not afraid of the devil because I know that I am a resurrected body of Christ. So I would pray with you, whatever situation you're going through. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that no situation is too tough for us to handle because we have the power of Christ living in us. Even the demons recognize Jesus when he walked into places and territories. So you have that Christ in you, and all you have to do is give me a call. And if I can't pray for you at the moment, I will say I'll call you back, or please call me back. We have a lot of things that we are planning
for that,
this year.
We have some. I just going to sing a song, and then we're going to be right. Song says, Jesus Christ, oh yes, oh yes, I rose, oh yes, oh yes, hallelujah, he arose, I King of Kings. Hallelujah, he arose, oh yes, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, hallelujah, oh yes, oh yes, hallelujah, he arose, I praise of peace, hallelujah, he arose, oh yes. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the King of Kings arose, hallelujah. No resurrection, we are all men most miserable. Is if we died with him, we shall rise with him. Yes, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3 says, that if we cry, seek those things which are above, where the right hand of God. Oh, glory to the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Body, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, he shall quicken your mortal body. If that same that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. If that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. Your mortal body spirit dwell in you, quicken your mortal body spirit dwell in you, in spirit that raised Christ from the new. We dwell in you, the same spirit. Reach out to your people, begin to receive life. life. A life more abundant in the works of God. In the name of Jesus, with his resurrection power, I knew that is facing foreclosure. You that has no hope. Your bank account is red. Bank account. Oh, God is saying to you, there is resurrection. Life. Receive life now. In the name of Jesus, come alive. In the name of Jesus, says to you, because I live. Because he lives, your room. Because he, your fears are gone. I know he holds you. My life is worth us because he lives. Because he lives tomorrow, and because I know my future, my life, I live in just because it is. I don't care what the economic situation is. Some people are so homeless. They are so situations are raging in their lives. We got good news for you. Resurrection power bringing you back to life. In there be a restoration in your finance right now. May you receive resurrection power in your life, in your home, in your finances. Yes, it's happening. I can feel it here. The power of God is flowing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Someone with a terrible stomach situation right now, and the power of God is touching you in the stomach womb area. The power of God is flowing right now. The anointing is flowing. Because of the anointing, whatever is in your womb that has caused your trouble right now, in the name of Jesus, is destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Your infirmity, receive deliverance right now. Jesus, receive resurrection power. May you begin to come back to life, spiritually, physically, financially, in the name of Jesus. Christ has given you life. You shall live and not die. In the name, thank you, Jesus, for giving praise and glory. Hey, Lord, our miracles radio at juno.com. @juno.com. Visit our website, miraclestv.net. Our Miracles TV. Area code 240552. Area code 240552 58. In the US, you can reach us to the toll free number. It's 1-888-671-7888-671-7852 to watch it with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, Igbo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring Zero, every Saturday, 7 p.m. God is doing a new thing, and you need doing and be a part of what God is doing. Sunday, 3 p.m. Jesus Christ Global Mission, Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring 10. Come with your friends and your families, and God will do you. Jesus loves you. Pastor Felicia and I say, Parity. In the name of Jesus. Hey, by this time, we shall have another section, a again. We're going to be talking about and what it means to us today. Jesus didn't just prove that he was the only truth. So many religions have their leaders, and the leader told his followers that he was going to resurrect like Jesus. He's not the true Son of God, the only true Son of Nazareth, who died on Golgotha Hill, so was buried, and on the third day he resurrected, that he was the only true and the last. We give God the glory in the name of Jesus. Friends and everybody to log in again tomorrow. That is going to be another great section. God bless you all. Pastor Gloria Trev for sharing with us today. I hope the word of God changes. The word of God transforms. The word of God empowers. Jesus is the wind of the word, and the word was with God. Jesus is the word of God. When you speak that with two-edged sword, it costs the devil. The devil can't. It is two-edged sword. It costs. That's why I want you to know the word of God and the truth that set you free. Jesus is the way of life. No one coming to him. No one coming to God. So we need to know the truth. That's why we're sharing this. Sometimes people go to church just to make friends. But you see, in programs like this, you get it changes you, transforms you, and renews your mind, powers you. That's what it's all about on this.